Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, You Are Not My First Dom, Sir, But I Will Always Be Bound to You. Oh, sir, did you think you were my first dom? Oh, you know that I am your possession. I belong to you and only you. But my first dom, well, he was the one who taught me how to be submissive. The year before I met you, he taught me well, but I did not belong to him as he moved on. And then I met you, while you were drumming to the rhythm. Do you remember? Oh, I was hooked. Everything about you was perfect. And there was something about you I desired, a strong attraction that I've never felt with anyone before. Tell me, did you feel the same about me? Tell me, is it bugging you that you don't know who the first dom is? Oh, sir, my sweetie, my man of rhythm. You know who he is, and it is bugging you that you don't know the name. Shall I give you a hint? No, I won't. It is all a fun game, and it is bothering you that I have control of it all. Do you enjoy me being the femdom, or do you want me to be submissive? Oh, I will be anything you want, as I always do what you ask me to do, as I am bound to you. And here is a little secret I will share. Your cock is perfect. I worship it daily. Sir, we are bound together in both reality and fantasy. Don't you wish you and I fucked in years past? Oh, I do, as it was what we both desired, isn't it? And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Tell me, sir, is this story about you or the first dom I knew? My thoughts and desires will always be bound to you, sir. Let's begin the story about fucking, shall we? And I know you wish you could make this happen. Oh, so do I, sweetie. So do I. Ah, yes. Caught somewhere in the hazy state of mind that separates our waking mind from sleep. I feel pleasure. I lay face down on the bed, my head tilted to one side. My arms are crossed above my head, and my legs are spread wide apart. I am half trapped in a dream as I become aware of the pleasure of being touched. Yes, I feel gentle hands stroking my bare naked flesh down the length of my back, lingering in the curve of the small of my back, and longer. Oh, yes, as the hands reach my firm round ass. I am still half asleep and sure that I am dreaming. I cling to sleep, praying the pleasure will continue. Oh, yes, baby. The hands grow bolder and fingers glide over the curve of my sexy ass. And then to my inner thighs, yes. I feel my hips lifted up onto soft pillows, my legs spread wider apart. I am becoming aware in my dream that I am restrained somehow at my ankles. Yes, baby, the pleasure mounts as attention is turned to my genitals. Yes. I feel fingers explore my body gently at first. Yes. Then more. Insistently. I feel weight on my hips and become aware that someone is sitting on me, facing my feet. Their hands force my legs so fucking wide apart that it hurts just a little bit. Then, oh yes, I feel hot breath caress my anus, my clit, as a mouth hovers over my ass and moist pussy. Oh, yes. I feel a deliciously warm, rough tongue circle my clit, making me wetter and wetter, baby. Oh, yes. I cling to the dream, growing a little more aware of restraints at my wrists and hurting a little at my ankles. Oh, yes. The tongue starts to lick me in long, slow strokes. Yes. starting at my clit and finishing at my anus. And circling it, getting rougher, yes, a pleasure, intensifying with every wonderful stroke. Yes. Yes, baby, don't stop. I feel the pleasure center once again on my clit, and a finger enters my wet, throbbing pussy. Feels good. I try to thrust against it to relieve some tension, but cannot move. I moan, but no sound escapes my lips in this dreamy fog. Yes, the tongue ceases, and I feel two fingers inside. Yes, then three. Yes, thrusting in and out so fucking tight inside of me with a maddening rhythm. Then one enters my anus. Yes, I love you, baby. Don't stop. Yes, stroke to the rhythm like you do. Yes. The thrusting continues. Yes. Baby. I fucking love this. Keep doing it. Growing faster and faster, but easing off as I start to climax. Not allowing me to be spent. Rousing a little more from sleep with a growing pleasure. My moans are stifled by something in my mouth. I am now becoming aware that not only I am bound tightly to the bed at the wrist and ankle, I am also gagged, a little afraid, but swept away in the pleasure, trusting the safety of dreams. Oh, I enjoy it. The pleasure and the pain are addictive. And you know this, sweetie, don't you? The fingers stop their motion. My wet, throbbing pussy is left exposed, spread open and anticipating more. Yes, if I was not gagged, I would be begging for more, to be fucked, to be sucked, to be touched, anything. So fucking long as the pleasure continued. Yes, baby, the weight on my hip, it shifts, and I'm alone on the bed, but not for long. Yes, I feel something cool and hard pressed between my legs. It starts to vibrate. The warmth and the sensations spread from my clit outwards and through my whole fucking body. It moves in long strokes, lingering around my anus. Yes, baby. Don't stop. I love the vibrator. Then I feel cold lubricant smeared on my ass. The tip of the vibrator pushing its way into the tightness, inching deeper and deeper. I love the vibrator, baby. Yes. Then my pussy is filled in one hard thrust by a cock. Yes, a very large, hard cock. A beautiful cock, a cock I can worship. Fuck, I love this cock. And I can tell from the thrusting that he is crazed with lust, as I turned on by the physical power he has over me. Yes, baby. Yes. I love your cock, baby. God. Yes. Yes. My passive submission is enforced by the restraints, but binding me face down on the bed only adds to the pleasure for me, allowing me to enjoy pleasures I could never bring myself to verbalize. Yes, my body's response is an invitation for him to indulge our darkest fantasies. Fantasies we thought about as we gaze into each other's eyes over the years. Yes, the urgency of his thrust increase as he pounds into me deeper and deeper. Yes, roughly fucking me. God, you are the best dom in the world, baby. Yes. I can feel his delight in my body's response to his. Yes, the delight he feels at having a helpless bound plaything. I feel guilt in the pleasure of being bound, of enjoying such depravity, yet I surrender myself completely to this unknown, unseen force. Yes, yes. It sends me spiraling into one pleasurable climax. Yes. oh yes, baby, oh, after another, oh, after fucking another, yes, baby, oh, I almost hate myself for loving it so fucking much. Now, sir, you want to know who this story is about? Oh, I think you already know, as this story is always about you, as I'm bound to you and you are bound to me, always, in both fantasy and reality. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, baby. Oh, yeah, stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.